All right. First, the financial update is in front of you. If you have any questions, let me know. This next month will be a little low just because it's our gospel meeting month. We have the additional expense of the hotels this time, too, that we don't normally have, and then the plane tickets because Mickey was from a little further away than some of our previous preachers. The next thing I've got on the agenda, Justin, I'll let you speak to the specifics of it, but Justin wanted to talk about the possible updating of the gospel meeting signs.
Well, so a couple of things. One, I got out there trying to put out the gospel meeting sign, and my back wasn't having it. And so, I put up the singing one, but the other sign, the way it's been put up is that you bang a couple of T-posts into the ground and then string it up with chains to it, which is all well and good if your back isn't bothering you. So I got to thinking about it, and I was like, well, I could just leave the T-post in all the time, but I don't know if that's a problem, like with it being in the median like that, because it's easy enough to take the chains on and off of it, but then it's the whole hammering, you know, something that's taller than you into the ground. I don't know if that's allowable at all. B, I mentioned at one point that whenever this sign fell apart, I thought it would make more sense to replace it with some of the ones that are more like the singing sign, just because they are so incredibly much easier to take up and put down. Plus, it gives us more flexibility, because back when I was asked about making those signs, certain things were true, and now they're no longer true. Like, not all of our singings are at 7 o'clock, so we might need another one that says singing at 6 o'clock, because our triennial singings are at 6 o'clock now instead of 7. And then we have the thing where we don't have evening services anymore, so it was fine to leave the signs up all the time. But then now we only have services in the mornings. What do? I put up the sign that says we meet every night on Saturday, and then I take it down because it's not true on Sunday, and I put it back up because it's true on Monday. And it's like, all right, this is ridiculous. So I was thinking either we just leave the T-posts up all the time, but I don't know I don't even know who mows our median. Do we mow our median, or does, like, the city mow that? Do we mow it? So I don't know how much of an annoyance it is to mow around that. You'd have to get the weed eater out there or whatever. Or we could just go ahead and get some more of the other kind of signs. And I'm fine either way. If we do want to go with the more of the other kinds of signs, we might either ask some of our more artistic folk to offer designs, or we might just go to the sign company and say, here's kind of what we want on it. Y'all come up with a few options and we'll pick something out of there. I'm fine either way on that also. I just wanted to present it to everyone.
Well, they usually have a commercial designer who's pretty good at that kind of stuff in the sign companies.
Yeah.
Wouldn't mind them just giving us options.
Well, I think part of it there, even if they're giving us options, is how do we want the signs organized? So, for instance, if we do a couple of them, because you're going to want fairly big words with people passing that fast. So if you do a couple of them that says something like, gospel meeting or whatever in the world they say, and then maybe another one that says singing at 6 o'clock or things like that. It's just a question of how many do you want. You don't want 12 signs out there in front. No one's going to read all that.
Get their attention.
And honestly, I've become dissatisfied with the wording that's on the big sign, because it says special study. And since then, it says other stuff, but it says special study. And since then, it's come to my attention that no one likes to study anymore. No one in the entire world likes to study. And that actually, the word study itself is off-putting to people. Now, something I kind of mentioned in my prayer there at the end of the gospel meeting is that the gospel meetings aren't particularly fantastic at bringing in outsiders anyhow. They've taken on more of an edification and re-education role than they have an actual bringing people to Christ role. So I was thinking maybe a rephrasing might be smart in there too. But once we figure out the rephrasing or whatever, we could have a sign company come up with the details. Guest speaker, special speaker, something like that. Special guest, I don't know.
Everybody okay with Justin looking into that and giving us some options before the next meeting?
I would like somebody else to offer me up words, though. I can work on the designs. Or
get the ladies involved.
Designs.
A lot of the ladies have more creative ideas in that regard. Like, when it comes to decorating kids' rooms for classes and stuff, they're much better at that than I ever could be. So it might be a good way for them to help out as well.
Mention that to your wives, and if you have any ideas, get them to Justin, and then we'll get that together, and we'll have some options to look at for the updating of the sign before the next meeting. The other thing that I have in addition with the gospel meeting, so we've got two open spots for 2023, the spring and fall of 2023. We've got 2024 and I believe 2025, or at least half of 25 filled in. But we need to fill those spots. And so I went to the, I don't know if any of y'all had a chance to, but I was able to go to the Granbury meeting when Jimmy Stevens was there from Seminole, Texas. And he has an opening next year in the spring. I asked him, he's someone that I've known him for a while, and he's someone that I've been wanting to have anyway. And he said he was open. Is everybody okay with going ahead and inviting him for that spring meeting in 2023? Any objections to that? And then the second thing was Dad had mentioned going ahead and rescheduling Harry Osborne. So Harry was supposed to do the meeting in the fall last year, and he got sick, and then we had Dennis Scroggins fill in last minute for him. And so that would be another one to possibly fill. Have you talked to him about that?
I indicated to him we would reschedule. And I had actually kind of thought maybe for next spring, but then you brought the Jimmy's open so we can push it back. His health has improved some. Right now he would be able to do it. But, it's just something to where his health is in decline. If we're going to have him, that would be the time to do it. And I can ask him about it. I want to know who the 2025 guy is that you've said is half done already.
It's Reagan.
Oh, okay, good.
Reagan's put that on spring.
I'm sorry, we had mentioned that before. I'd forgotten about that. I haven't put that on the bulletin. I need to do it.
Well, I got it written down on mine.
Okay, thanks for reminding me.
All right, so then Jimmy Stevens next spring, and I'll contact him since I talked to him initially, and you can talk to Harry, and we'll get that ironed out. If not, we'll need to get somebody else for the fall of 2023. But that takes care of our meetings for next year. The next thing I had on the list was Weed Eater. So our Weed Eater back there, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. I know that Jim typically can get it going, but others have had trouble in the past getting it going. And there's actually two reasons that I was bringing this up. What I was wanting to do is get a new weed eater and get an electric one. And the reason to get an electric one was because the batteries would go with the weed eater and with the trimmers that I purchased a year or two ago for the bushes. And so that's something that we could use for both of those. And there's a little bit of selfish intentions there because I'm hoping that maybe that'll give me a little help on the bushes from the men that have signed up. I know there's two or three that have helped out with that. Those bushes can be a little bit of a task at times. But if they're trimmed regularly, it makes it a lot easier. But part of that's the equipment. I know that's difficult if you don't have the equipment. And I think all we've got back there, if anything, do we have an old hedge trimmer back there, like a electric one? And that one, that's one of the reasons, because that one is just, by the time you plug it up, we get the cord, and it's especially the ones in the back. So anyway, for $300, we can get the weed eater with the battery and then an additional extended battery. And that extended battery is like $120, $130. Those batteries are expensive, but they last. The ones I've had have lasted me about 5 years. I've I bought it back in 2015 when I bought my first house and used it. And, you know, sometime last year, year four last, is when my batteries finally went kaput from using them. So those electric batteries do last a while. But that would have, you know, something up here for the men to use that are doing one. That way they don't bring their own. And we don't have to worry about the gas and the spark plugs and the, you know, starting the gas one that we sometimes have trouble with. And in addition, we'd be able to use that hedge trimmer extension for the bushes up front and the hedges up front.
And also not disturb the neighbors.
Yeah, there you go. It won't disturb the neighbors. Those electric ones are quieter. that is my suggestion. That's what I want to bring up. Anybody have any objections to that? All right, then I'll take care of that and get that purchased and get that up here in the next few weeks. And with that, the batteries, guys, I'm going to be keeping the batteries in the office room or the coffee room up here because those batteries don't need to stay in the heat and the shed. I'll give information to those people that need to know that stuff once I get it all set up. And then the last thing that we have that Dick mentioned on the agenda, wayward souls. I assume he's talking about the ones that we mentioned last time, talking about Joe Wilson. Did you have anything specifically that you wanted to address with that?
I don't know that's coming.
Yeah, has anybody? Oh, go ahead.
It seems like some going to look into that, talk to her with her. I'm not good at that.
Has anybody had any contact with Joe Wilson or been able? I know we mentioned giving her a ride, and I'm not one of the ones that was in the. I'm not able to do that right now with my family situation, so I have not talked to her about giving her a ride. But has anybody been able to contact her about that? You know, I know that's something that is a
there
difficult situation
to do that. Yeah, maybe the men haven't this last month, but there have been individuals who have talked to her about it.
I guess she has the same phone number that in the directory.
As far as I know, it is.
In the printer directory, I never have got to the other one.
I noticed, you know, Gwen and Matt have been back consistently on Sundays the last few weeks, so that's good to see.
Cynthia Rumsey has been hit with some pretty severe illness the last few weeks. Kept her from coming.
So I get the feel that
nobody's drifting here, sir. There's no one in the congregation.
Not that I can think of. You know, we've been talking to Kate and everything, but then she moved off, and the only one that comes to my mind is Robin, but, I mean, she's basically left us completely. I mean, you know, from what I understand, those that have tried to contact her haven't had much success, but...
She's attending elsewhere.
She is attending elsewhere.
Okay. I'm not sure she's faithful where she's attending. She's attending elsewhere.
So do y'all think Joe would be more likely to accept a ride from a family or from one of the other older women or something like that? I know that Yvonne or Patsy or whatever would go by and pick her up. Do you think she'd be more amenable to them?
For sure. I think they're one of the ones that have offered, aren't they? So
That is correct, to my understanding. It's been several months since I did have the conversation with Yvonne. I was just talking with Yvonne, and she brought up Joe, and I asked her, well, how is Joe doing? She said, well, she's doing okay. I've been just been trying to get her to come to worship. She said, I've offered her rides and everything, but she doesn't want to accept it. She doesn't want to put anybody out and stuff like that.
Well, the primary thing with her is her children have convinced her that it's not safe to come because of the pandemic. And she's not beyond that. And her kids are not beyond that. They don't want her coming. That's where she is.
Are her kids faithful?
No.
Oh,
Well, I may just take a more obnoxious route then. I may just say, hey, Joe, I'm going to show up at your house every week at 8:30 in the morning, and it's up to you whether you get in the car or not.
Does anybody have any new... anything new for this?
Yeah. The clock in the back is useless. Can we chuck it and get a new one? Stan and I were talking. We've got atomic clocks nowadays that will keep the time really well, and then like $100 or less. Can we just get a new clock, please?
Anybody like to get a new clock?
No.
Big digital one?
Thank you.
Would it, just ask a question. Would it be difficult to drill a hole in the wall so you could put the power into that room upstairs, and so we won't have to worry about batteries anymore?
No, it's a question.
Could do that, but at the same time, finding one that's a plug-in clock might actually be harder than a battery clock.
Well, I think that, I mean, I've done some looking. I think there are. I'm not sure. I'm just asking as far as the doability of, or the doability, is that a good word? Just so we wouldn't have to worry about it. But they have big ones with big numbers, and I'm assuming that they still run a long time on batteries more than the electronic movement things.
If it needs 110, we can make it work.
Yeah.
All right. I'll look into both.
Sounds good. Anybody else have anything?
Are we doing the men's study tonight?
Yes. Well? Yeah, men's study tonight at 7:30.
What is studying on?
I think we've got
still going on First Corinthians.
Yeah.
Or Lord's Supper. I mean,
collection.
Collection. Where am I going?
We've got two left on the collection, I believe.
That's my goal.
All right. Appreciate it, guys.
Wait a second.